Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, November 18th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, Steve Wolfong, joins us. Steve, how goes it?
Going well, Daniel. How are you?
I am quite well. Big game this weekend. Rumor has it Wolfong will be in town in Columbus to show his family what real football is like. The Spartans of Michigan State come for a noon kickoff. Buckeyes in good shape if they can close it out, and we will get to our predictions for the Michigan State game. If you've been following this podcast, you know that Steve Wolfong has pretty much nailed every single Ohio State game so far this year, except the one they lost. So we will get to that. But first, it is a huge visit weekend. There are a couple of very interesting names en route, one of which the great state of Utah will send a quarterback here to visit, Devin Brown. We've talked about him a little bit. He is verbally committed to USC, but he has reopened his commitment because USC is USC. Can you give us the latest on Devin Brown? How geeked should we be?
Well, Ohio State's all in on this young man. They're pushing hard. Corey Dennis has went out there and seen him throw live. They're talking regularly with him. They want him in this class to finish strong here in the 2022 cycle. And he's a guy that's of the caliber of the quarterbacks that they've recruited before him that can come in and push the room, perhaps win the job and be the next great quarterback at Ohio State. And I think that Devin sees that opportunity for himself in Columbus and will come in and take a look at it and get to know more people on campus and see what the atmosphere and scene's like at Ohio State. But I think Ohio State's got a chance to land this young man. They're doing a good job recruiting him. The track record at the position speaks for itself. I think he likes the Ohio State staff, and you know, we'll see how this visit goes this weekend. Devin's a guy that got a chance to throw at the Elite 11 finals this summer, where he had a terrific showing, was arguably the best guy there, and he threw alongside Quinn Ewers. He knows what Quinn Ewers looks like in his mind compared to, you know, how he showed. And I think he's got all the confidence in the world that he can go play at a place like Ohio State and compete with what's in that room and ultimately win the job and do his thing. So I'm interested to see what this weekend looks like. I think Ohio State's been a major sleeper in this recruitment since a little bit before they offered. And, you know, he's coming to take a look. Was at Texas last weekend. He's already been out to Ole Miss. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Coach Harrell at USC. Coach Harrell at USC was really the first coach to push for Devin. And, you know, Devin used to be a three-star recruit that was under-recruited and ranked behind all these blue-chip names that he now shares the same sentence with. And USC took him. Coach Harrell took him and pushed for him over guys that USC would have had a chance with. And I think that that means something to him. And I think that obviously he wanted to play for Coach Harrell and thought that he could really shine under him as well. So it'll be interesting to see what the future is like for Coach Harrell and USC. But with all that being said, I think Ohio State has a chance here, and this is a big visit.
I'm going to put this here in the text of the story, but Mark Porter did a breakdown for us of Devin Brown and came out thinking that Devin Brown, Drew Aller, and Quinn Ewers are very similar prospects. So hopes should be very high for this visit. Another guy we've heard a ton about, and that there's even been some crystal ball action on him at some point, Carnell Tate, wide receiver via IMG, will be here this weekend. It's not his first visit, is it?
No, he's already been a few times, a Chicagoland native, the newly minted number one receiver in the top 247. My crystal ball is on Ohio State. I still like the Buckeyes. I know Carnell tweeted recently teasing a top five coming soon. I think Ohio State is at the top of whatever list he puts out. Hey, this is a young man going through his process, still learning about school, still building relationships. And we've all seen recruitments take turns and go in another direction. And so we'll see what happens with Carnell Tate. But I think you got to feel good about where the Buckeyes stand with this young man coming into another visit, led by guys like Brian Hartline and Keenan Bailey, and those guys leading the charge for Carnell Tate.
It does seem like in their respective, positions that Brown and Tate are now number one on the board for Ohio State.
Yeah, absolutely. Brown's obviously a 2022, Carnell Tate 2023, and that 2023 class. I got a big jolt over the weekend, didn't it, Daniel?
Yes, it did. And that's what we're going to finish with before the break. Arguably the top player in the state, maybe one of the top athletes in the state in any sport, Sonny Styles, verbally committed to Ohio State. As you well know, Steve, there were some who thought he would ultimately end up at Notre Dame, but he pulled the trigger. For me, it kind of surprised me. A glorious surprise. Can you please put in context what it means for Ohio State to attract the legacy?
Well, it's obviously a massive recruiting win. He may be the number one recruit in the country. I mean, he's certainly a unique guy that's in the conversation of the very elite in the 2023 class. There's not many built like Sonny Styles, 6'4", 215 pounds, with so much potential. Love him at safety right now. Just a guy that athletically is off the charts, and with that is such a space eater out there. He's got a 4.31 shuttle. I mean, he's a 10.5 foot broad jump. He can run. He's got an 80 inch wingspan. He checks a lot of boxes. He was terrific at the Under Armour event in Ohio in the spring on a cold, miserable day. He was one of the bright spots out there that afternoon. And then obviously he's put together a great junior season. He's instinctive. He's around the ball. He's a tone setter. And then when you talk about those measurables, he's just got so much potential. Who knows what Sonny Styles is going to blossom into, other than he's going to blossom into a great player for the Buckeyes.
Yeah, I'm old, so I've had the chance to see guys, as youth players who are now in the NFL. And if you want to know what an NFL player looks like at about 16, 17, or 18 years old, look at Sonny Styles. We'll be right back to talk Spartans Buckeyes.
New CBS Monday.
Federal agents.
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS Hawaii is back. About to set it up. New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violent Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10, 9 central on CBS and streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, we are back. There's a good chance many people in Vegas are now downloading this podcast to get Steve Wilfong's Ohio State picks. He has virtually nailed each one, and he's gotten the vibe right of each game going in, whether it's going to be a blowout or a tight battle, which brings us to Sparty coming to town. You can make an argument that the game has been, reduced a little bit because of Sparty falling to Purdue a couple weeks ago, but still an enormous game for seeding. Both are highly rated in the college football playoff. Ohio State's about a 20-point favorite, which is staggering. Give us your pick.
I think that Ohio State is going to roll on Saturday over this Michigan State team that's really been, for a lot of the year, a bend-but-don't-break defense. I think they're going to break against the Buckeyes here. They rank 111th nationally in total defense right now, and they're 130th in passing yards allowed. And I don't know if there's 131 teams. There might just be 130. So that puts you at the bottom. Now, they do a good job with those stats of keeping teams off the board, and they're fairly good against the run. They're top 20 against the run, and they can turn you over. They can take the ball away from you, and that's what they'll need to stay in this game. And they really, it's just, I just, I just see Ohio State's passing offense just really taking flight in this game and them putting up a big number on the scoreboard. I mean, one of the reasons why they lost to Purdue is because they couldn't cover Purdue. And we talked on this show about how good Purdue's receiver room was and tight end room was. Ohio State's is better. And so, and that's no slight of Purdue. They got some damn good guys. I just think that Ohio State's going to put up a big number on Saturday against the Spartans. And, you know, they're going to capitalize on their chances once they get it in the plus territory, and they're going to put points on the board. So, you know, we'll see if Michigan State has more than what I think they do in this game.
We hope Steve Wiltfong continues his Nostradamus-like run this season and the Buckeyes emerge victorious in convincing fashion on Saturday. We appreciate Steve stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
Ever set foot outside of the motel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.